Last night's city council meeting, I had the opportunity and pleasure of swearing in Luke Turpin as our new police chief for the city of St. Mary's. And I also had the opportunity to swear in Patrolman Scott Busher as our newest sergeant. So always an honor to swear two individuals in our police force as they get promoted up through the ranks. Also, we had a legal notice, and this notice is hereby given that the City of St. Mary's Council will hold a public hearing at 6:15 p.m. on September 22nd, 2025, in the Municipal Building Council Chambers, 101 West Spring Street, to hear comments regarding a request to rezone 3.71 acres of land. The entire area is presently zoned I-1, which is industrial, and it is proposed to be rezoned the entire area to C2, general commercial. So that will take place in council chambers prior to our next council meeting on September 22nd at 6:15. Also, we had a resolution signed last night by council, and this resolution is in support to find, identify, and return the remains of First Lieutenant Gene Alton Dennis, who was a 1944 graduate of St. Mary's Memorial High School, and on September 28, 1952, near Pyongyang, North Korea, was shot down and killed. This was during the Korean War. A family member has submitted a DNA sample in order to identify the remains of First Lieutenant Dennis, and a petition has been initiated with a goal to collect 10,000 signatures in support of these efforts. Council expresses its support, and it urges the federal government of the United States to find, identify, and return the remains of First Lieutenant Dennis to St. Mary's. So this was passed last night, and there are petitions going out around the community. If you would like to sign the petition, you can always come to the municipal building. We have a petition in the foyer. Just feel free to come and sign that petition. We're looking for, as I mentioned, 10,000 signatures. This is a major undertaking, and I tell you what, it would be a great honor to bring his remains back to St. Mary's. Also, we had a third reading to approve the form and authorization, the execution of the 2027 waste heat energy schedule with American Municipal Power, and taking of other action in connection with that. Basically, what this is that we have entered into a purchase agreement only with AMP Ohio to purchase energy from Tallgrass Muskingum County Power and Tallgrass Columbus Community Power. Basically, this is a new technology where they're going to take the heat from the exhausts of the generator and convert them over into power, which of course the city will be able to purchase, and they will add that to our green energy portfolio, which would bring our green energy up to about 36% in our portfolio. So we're excited about entering into that. Of course, we had the second reading of that ordinance that I just mentioned about the public hearing of the rezoning of the 3.714 acres of land west of R.J. Corman Railroad and south of McKinley Road, also known as lots numbers 12, 13, and 1301 McKinley Road, in the city of St. Mary. So that will now move on to the third reading, and then of course it will be prefaced by the public hearing prior to council on the 22nd. We also heard an ordinance read for the second time to vacate a 16.5 foot wide alley between Pear and Vine Street and Canal Street and the railroad in the East Addition in the city of St. Mary's. So that was passed, and it will move to its third reading. Also, we had a resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. So that resolution was passed. Also, we talked about having scheduled a couple of meetings. The Solid Waste Committee will meet on September 15th at 5:15 p.m. and the Streets and Sidewalks Committee will meet on September 15th at 5:45 p.m. So once again, if you get an opportunity to sign the petition to bring Lieutenant Dennis's remains back to the city of St. Mary's for proper burial and closure for his family, you can please do so by stopping into the city building at 101 West Spring Street. We'll have petitions in the foyer. Please feel free to sign the petition if you will. So that's what took place last night at St. Mary's City Council meeting.